It's 41 degrees at 4:29. Good afternoon for VIC News. I'm Malik Mercier. Breaking news out of the White House. With the government expected to run out of money by tomorrow night, the President, Vice President Mike Pence, Representative Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, Speaker Paul Ryan, and Senator Mitch McConnell out of Kentucky, and a number of other officials, they gathered to discuss avoiding a possible government shutdown. New York Senator Chuck Schumer was there too.
We hope we can come to an agreement. Funding the government is extremely important. Helping our soldiers is very important. And helping average citizens is very important. So we're here in the spirit of let's get it done.
There is expected to be a vote on a two-week extension, which would allow for further spending. Now this from the Senate floor.
Today I am announcing that in the coming weeks, I will be resigning as a member of the United States Senate.
Democratic Minnesota Senator Al Franken left Capitol Hill today after announcing he will soon resign. This, of course, comes after more than half of his colleagues in the Senate called for his leaving after multiple women came forward to say that the politician sexually harassed and assaulted them. The senator says he's been a champion for women and that not all of the accusations are fully true. And on the move out west at this hour, California wildfires.
I watched all the fires last night. It was pretty bad, but this is kind of like nuclear winter, I guess.
It just hangs right here.
If it was blowing, it'd probably clear it up a bit, but so much burning that no chance for fresh air.
A nuclear winter. That's how people who call the Los Angeles area home are describing the Thomas, Rye, Skirball, and Creek wildfires that are causing calls for 110,000 people to evacuate and causing for the closing of the 101 freeway there. Ventura, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles counties are all on watch. At last check, the Thomas fire, which stretches over 96,000 acres, is said to be the largest one. It's only 5% contained. The highest level of containment the fire officials have reached there appears to be 15% on the Rye fire. And on the ground in Bethlehem, chaos after President Trump announced that the United States now sees Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Leaders across the Middle East have offered widespread disapproval of the president's statement. One of the latest developments in this story is German Chancellor Angela Merkel saying that Germany is in support of the United Nations seeking a two-state result for peace. And trending today, WGCL news anchor Sharon Reed shared last night live on the air. She addressed an email she received from a viewer named Kathy Ray, who in the email called the anchor the N-word. The show Ray emailed about centered around race, which the station says has become a prominent piece of the Atlanta mayor's race. Reed says that after she addressed the matters live on air and showed the email, she emailed Ray. Thank you, Kathy. You made the show. Ray then replied, noting that she was upset with the emphasis placed on her misspelling of the N-word. Seven students have been arrested at State University of New York's Brockport College due to a hazing investigation that is taking place there for their misdemeanor, assault, hazing, and criminal nuisance, as well as animal cruelty charges. They will appear in Brockport Village Court tomorrow. And here in Ithaca, police are now investigating a bank robbery that occurred on Tuesday at 4:40 p.m. with a handgun and mask. The man told the bank teller to put the money in a white plastic bag he had. He is said to be 5 feet 10 inches tall. He's said to be a black man with a thin build, and officials say he was wearing a dark blue or black hooded sweatshirt with dark blue jeans and white sneakers. If you have any information or if you may have seen them, they say he stood in front of the bank for a while before robbing it. Authorities ask that you give them a call at 607-272-3245. And now we'll take a look at your central New York weather. Today, mostly cloudy with highs in the high 30s and a low chance of scattered snow showers. Tonight, a chance of isolated snow showers, partly cloudy skies will follow with lows in the low 40s. And Friday, it'll be mostly sunny with highs in the mid 30s. It's 31 degrees on Ithaca's South Hill for VIC News. I'm Malik Mercier.